page 140. "I shall undertake," said Sir Griflet, "that he will not greatly desire it of you." So they rode together until they came to King Arthur. "Fair sir," said King Arthur, "what is the cause ye will not tell me your name?" "Sir," said Sir Tristram, "without a cause I will not hide my name." "Upon what party will ye hold?" said King Arthur. "Truly, my lord," said Sir Tristram, "I wot not yet on what party I will be on until I come to the field, and thereas my heart giveth me, there will I hold. But tomorrow ye shall see and prove on what party I shall come." And therewithal he returned and went to his pavilions. And upon the morn they armed them all in green, and came into the field, and there young knights began to joust, and did many worshipful deeds. Then spake Gareth unto Sir Tristram, and prayed him to give him leave to break his spear, for him thought shame to bear his spear whole again. When Sir Tristram heard him say so, he laughed, and said, "I pray you do your best." Then Sir Gareth gat a spear and proffered to joust. That saw a knight that was nephew unto the king of the Hundred Knights. His name was Selassus, and a good man of arms. So this knight Selassus then dressed him unto Sir Gareth, and they two met together so hard that either smote other down, horse and all, to the earth. So they were both bruised and hurt, and there they lay till the king with 100 knights help Selassus up, and Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes help up Gareth again. And so they rode with Sir Gareth unto their pavilions, and then they pulled off his helm. And when La Beale Isoud saw Sir Gareth bruised in the face, she asked him what ailed him. "Madam," said Sir Gareth, "I had a great buffet, and as I suppose I gave another, but none of my fellows, God thank them, would not rescue me." Page 141. "Forsooth," said Palamedes, "it long not to none of us as this day to joust, for there have not this day jousted no proved knights, and needly ye would joust. And when the other party saw ye proffered yourself to joust, they sent one to you, a passing good knight of his age, for I know him well, his name is Selassus, and worshipfully ye met with him, and neither of you are dishonored, and therefore refresh yourself, that ye may be ready and whole to joust tomorrow." "As for that," said Gareth, "I shall not fail you, and I may bestride mine horse." Chapter 68. How Sir Tristram and his fellowship jousted, and of the noble feats that they did in that tourneying. "Now upon what party," said Tristram, "is it best we be withal as to mourn?" "Sir," said Palamedes, "ye shall have mine advice to be against King Arthur as to mourn, for on his party will be Sir Lancelot, and many good knights of his blood with him, and the more men of worship that they be, the more worship we shall win." "That is full knightly spoken," said Sir Tristram, "and right so as ye counsel me, so will we do." "In the name of God," said they all. So that night they were lodged with the best, and on the morn, when it was day, they were arrayed all in green trappers, shields, and spears, and La Beale Isoud in the same color, and her three damosels. And right so these four knights came into the field endlong and through, and so they led La Beale Isoud thither, as she should stand and behold all the jousts in a bay window. But always she was wimpled, that no man might see her visage. And then these three knights rode straight unto the party of the King of Scots. Page 142. When King Arthur had seen him do all this, he asked Sir Lancelot what were these knights and that queen. "Sir," said Lancelot, "I cannot say you in certain, but if Sir Tristram be in this country, or Sir Palamedes, wit ye well, it be they in certain, and La Beale Isoud." Then Arthur called to him Sir Kay, and said, "Go lightly, and wit how many knights there be here lacking of the Table Round, for by the sieges thou mayest know." So went Sir Kay, and saw by the writing in the sieges that there lack 10 knights, and these be their names that be not here: Sir Tristram, Sir Palamedes, Sir Percival, Sir Gaheris, Sir Epinogrus, Sir Mordred, Sir Dinadan, Sir Le Cote Male Tail, and Sir Pelleas, the noble knight. Well, said Arthur, some of these I dare undertake are here this day against us. Then came therein two brethren, cousins unto Sir Gawain, the one hight Sir Edward, that other hight Sir Sadoc, the which were two good knights, and they asked of King Arthur that they might have the first jousts, for they were of Orkney. I am pleased, said King Arthur. Then Sir Edward encountered with the King of Scots, in whose party was Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes, and Sir Edward smote the King of Scots quite from his horse, and Sir Sadoc smote down the King of North Wales, and gave him a wonder great fall, that there was a great cry on King Arthur's party, and that made Sir Palamedes passing wroth. And so Sir Palamedes dressed his shield and his spear, and with all his might he met with Sir Edward of Orkney, that he smote him so hard that his horse might not stand on his feet, and so they hurtled to the earth. And then with the same spear Sir Palamedes smote down Sir Sadoc over his horse's croup. O Jesu, said Arthur, what knight is that arrayed all in green? He jousteth mightily. Wit ye well, said Sir Gawain, he is a good knight, and ye shall see him joust better, or he depart. And yet shall ye see, said Sir Gawain, another bigger knight in the same color that he is. For that same knight, said Sir Gawain, that smote down right now my four cousins, he smote me down within these days, and seven fellows more. Page 143. This meanwhile, as they stood thus talking, there came into the place Sir Tristram upon a black horse, and or ever he stent, he smote down with one spear four good knights of Orkney, that were of the kin of Sir Gawain, and Sir Gareth and Sir Dinadan, every each of them smote down a good knight. Jesu, said Arthur, yonder knight upon the black horse doth mightily and marvellously well. Abide you, said Sir Gawain, that knight with the black horse began not yet. Then Sir Tristram made to horse again the two kings that Edward and Sadoc had unhorsed at the beginning, and then Sir Tristram drew his sword and rode into the thickest of the press against them of Orkney, and there he smote down knights, and rashed off helms, and pulled away their shields, and hurtled down many knights. So fared so that Sir Arthur and all knights had great marvel when they saw one knight do so great deeds of arms. And Sir Palamedes failed not upon the other side, but did so marvellously well that all men had wonder. For there King Arthur likened Sir Tristram, that was on the black horse, like to a wood lion, and likened Sir Palamedes upon the white horse unto a wood leopard, and Sir Gareth and Sir Dinadan unto eager wolves. But the custom was such among them that none of the kings would help other, but all the fellowship of every standard to help other as they might. But ever Sir Tristram did so much deeds of arms that they of Orkney waxed weary of him, and so withdrew them unto Lonesep. Page 144. Chapter 69. How Sir Tristram was unhorsed and smitten down by Sir Lancelot, and after that Sir Tristram smote down King Arthur. Then was the cry of heralds and all manner of common people, the Green Knight hath done marvellously, and beaten all of them of Orkney. And there the heralds numbered that Sir Tristram sat upon the black horse, and had smitten down with spears and swords 30 knights, and Sir Palamedes had smitten down 20 knights, and the most part of these 50 knights were of the house of King Arthur, and proved knights. So God me help, said Arthur under Sir Lancelot, this is a great shame to us to see four knights beat so many knights of mine, and therefore make ye ready, for we will have ado with them. Sir Lancelot, wit ye well that there are two passing good knights, and great worship were it not to us now to have ado with them, for they have this day sore travailed. As for that, said Arthur, I will be avenged, and therefore take with you Sir Bleoberis and Sir Ector, and I will be the fourth, said Arthur. Sir, said Lancelot, ye shall find me ready, and my brother Sir Ector, and my cousin Sir Bleoberis. And so when they were ready and on horseback, now choose, said Sir Arthur under Sir Lancelot, with whom that ye will encounter withal. Sir, said Lancelot, I will meet with the Green Knight upon the black horse, that was Sir Tristram, and my cousin Sir Bleoberis shall match the green knight upon the white horse, that was Sir Palamedes, and my brother Sir Ector shall match with the green knight upon the white horse, that was Sir Gareth. Then must I, said Sir Arthur, have ado with the green knight upon the grizzled horse, and that was Sir Dinadan. Now every man take heed to his fellow, said Sir Lancelot. Page 145. And so they trotted on together, and there encountered Sir Lancelot against Sir Tristram. So Sir Lancelot smote Sir Tristram so sore upon the shield that he bare horse and man to the earth. But Sir Lancelot weened that it had been Sir Palamedes, and so he passed forth. And then Sir Bleoberis encountered with Sir Palamedes, and he smote him so hard upon the shield that Sir Palamedes and his white horse rustled to the earth. Then Sir Ector de Maris smote Sir Gareth so hard that down he fell off his horse. And the noble King Arthur encountered with Sir Dinadan, and he smote him quite from his saddle. And then the noise turned a while, how the green knights were slain down. When the King of Northgales saw that Sir Tristram had a fall, then he remembered him how great deeds of arms Sir Tristram had done. Then he made ready many knights, for the custom and cry was such that what knight were smitten down and might not be horsed again by his fellows, other by his own strength, that as that day he should be prisoner unto the party that smitten him down. So King came into the King of Northgales, and he rode straight unto Sir Tristram, and when he came nigh him, he alit down suddenly, and betook Sir Tristram his horse, and said thus, Noble knight, I know thee not of what country that thou art, but for the noble deeds that thou hast done this day, take there my horse, and let me do as well I may, for as Jesu me help thou art better worthy to have mine horse than I myself. Gramercy, said Sir Tristram, and if I may, I shall quit you. Look that ye go not far from us, and, as I suppose, I shall win you another horse. And therefore Sir Tristram mounted upon his horse, and there he met with King Arthur, and he gave him such a buffet upon the helm with his sword that King Arthur had no power to keep his saddle. And then Sir Tristram gave the King of Northgales King Arthur's horse. Then was there great press upon King Arthur for to horse him again, but Sir Palamedes would not suffer King Arthur to be horsed again, but ever Sir Palamedes smote on the right hand and on the left hand mightily as a noble knight. Page 146. And this meanwhile Sir Tristram rode through the thickest of the press, and smote down knights on the right hand and on the left hand, and rasped off helms, and so passed forth unto his pavilions, and left Sir Palamedes on foot. And Sir Tristram changed his horse, and disguised himself all in red, horse and harness.